Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Everyone knows all about my direction.
I didn't hear you say this, right?
I always feel so sorry for the seniors.
Everybody say something.
Wait, kill the song for a second. Just turn it all the way down.
Who are you feeling sorry for?
I love Auburn, but New Mexico State lost by one.
It was a very exciting ending. We were out watching the newsroom.
They missed a free throw.
Two free throws.
Give me the damn music.
Did they miss both free throws?
They missed two of three.
Okay. This is a good show tonight.
They were crying.
It would have been the first upset.
They were crying. It makes me sad.
Play harder. Play better.
Well, how would you have felt for the Auburn seniors?
Yeah.
Did you feel bad for them too?
No, because one of my dearest friend's sons graduated Auburn. So I was kind of rooting for Auburn. I just hate to see anyone lose. I want everyone
to win. She's not paying
attention.
She's already out.
No,
she's already
checked
out.
I want everyone to win.
Yes.
I want all the seniors to win.
Kara just said, how would you have felt for the Auburn seniors then if New Mexico won? And you go, and you were on your phone, because I know how March Madness works around here. You check out like a hotel guest.
And the KU game starting any second.
But, so. Yeah, 3:30.
Why is it at the end of that game? So Auburn, it was New Mexico State, I believe. Why is it at the end of that game? Two teams that I couldn't even tell you where they're located. Well, New Mexico State's probably New Mexico. Probably. I mean, I don't know. Why?
I can't do this.
Wait, why is it that at the end of that game, my heart rate goes up?
Oh, because it was exciting. That's
I'm
why.
Watching. I'm like, oh, he missed the free throw. Why do I care? Every year during March, I get this way.
You don't know where Auburn is?
Yes, it's in South Carolina.
No.
North Carolina.
No.
Indiana. It's down south somewhere.
You're thinking of Clemson, which is in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Auburn is in Mississippi.
Oh, that's right. Northern Mississippi.
Yeah, where your kin are from.
Right, I love those people. But why do I care? Every time at the end of the game, I'm like, oh, and then the seniors are crying and I'm crying. I don't care, but I do, and I don't know why.
Did you fill out the bracket?
Yeah. Okay. If that same game was on 2 weeks ago, I would have, like, skipped right over.
Right.
Can you go, at some point, Sam, just mark that spot a minute ago where Dana said... She didn't even know where either one of these schools are located. Oh, well, I guess New Mexico State's in New Mexico.
But I don't know.
Just mark that for me and save it, please.
How are you, Kara?
Where's Kansas?
Well, I know that.
What state did the Missouri Tigers play in?
Well, I know that.
I mean, I've heard you say some really airheaded kind of things before. But that one almost takes the cake.
Did you guys hear about the Buffalo Wild Wings jewel stools that they're doing for March Madness?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Tell the good people.
They are stools.
For your jewels.
For your, after you've had a vasectomy during March Madness, which is apparently a thing, you can go sit on one of these stools and it's got a little ice box. Sits right under your chin. You know,
and
right,
tell them why.
Well,
because you need to ice your...
It
you know what?
Also has a cup holder for your beer.
It keeps that cold too.
I've always heard, and then I wonder if it's an old wives' tale, but I've always heard
it's true.
That the most vasectomies mm-hmm. ever performed are this week.
30% higher generally during
that
this
week. That is
correct. Some urologists even promote like this time of year that they will do more or have specials.
Didn't Paul get that done?
Like the jewel stool.
How did it go for him?
You're going to be
just
home.
Fine.
Please.
He walked around like a penguin for a couple days and was fine. So.
Lord. Why is it at the end of that game? Two teams that I couldn't even tell you where they're located. Well, New Mexico State's probably New Mexico. Probably. I mean, I don't know. Why?
I can't do this.
Wait, why is it that at the end of that game, my heart rate goes up?
Play it again, Sam. That's so funny.
Why is it at the end of that game, two teams that I couldn't even tell you where they're located? Well, New Mexico State's probably New Mexico. Probably. I mean, I don't know. Why?
I can't do this.
Wait, why is it that at the end of that game, my heart rate goes up?
That's a classic.
We all didn't get an A in geography, Scott.
Well, no, we didn't.
That's going on the hotkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Scott apparently has no idea what he's talking about, according to the text line.
Good.
About Auburn?
Yeah, it's in one of those, or Alabama.
You're thinking of Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in Alabama.
Listen, I've seen the map. Those two states look like each other in reverse, so just flip them. Who cares?
Apparently the text line does.
Thank you. I care. I care about both of those teams.
As long as it's in March Madness only.
Yes. The very end, I care. Did you fill out a bracket, Kara?
I did not, because I'm so bad at it, it's not even worth my time. But I'll still watch each game and root for somebody.
Don't you think that at some point someone will actually pick all of them? It's never happened.
No. It is 2 trillion to 1.
At some point, it will happen, because every year there's a couple of people that get them all
really close.
But one.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like a little kid last year that made it to like the final four?
Yes.
It was like scary good, like a 7-year-old.
Well, and it was like in the ESPN pool, which was huge. Which, speaking of huge, is the Powerball like something insane today?
$635 million.
Fourth largest.
Not quite at QT's filled out the doors yet, but getting close.
Oh, I'll buy one. Speaking of QT, really quick, we weren't looking to make this a topic, but I CC'd you on this, Kara, because I am just kind of blown away by this email. You know how Quick Trips are these safe places, right? And so when you park right before you go into any Quick Trip,
there's a sign that says safe place.
There's a sign, and sometimes it's like one person hugging another person. I, for many years, thought that was for baby drop-off, which I realize now makes no sense. I thought, you know, if you were in crisis, like you take a baby to a fire station kind of thing, you won't be prosecuted. No, the safe place is for, like, at-risk, homeless, maybe even teenagers.
Teens in trouble, yeah. I work for QT.
Okay, so they need a safe place.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there, Sam, when someone came in and asked to make a safe place phone call?
Yes.
How many times?
Just once, and I was at the QT on 435 in Row.
Okay.
And since it was the first time that I had ever had that said, I had no idea what to do. So I just got a manager, and then they took care of it.
But they train the managers to know this is what that safe place sign means, right?
Yeah, we get all their information and keep them in the
like
check stand.
Like they're abused or something?
Well, it
could be a
variety
of things.
And
just, I mean, if anything's, if they're in a threatened situation.
Yeah, like if you're being trafficked, you can go into this safe place, and for whatever reason, Quick Trip is like the place, and people know this. Listen to this. You are not going to believe the email we just got, okay?
Okay.
There were 456 safe place calls for youth this last year, okay?
At QTs around the country.
At QTs around the country, Quick Trip employees fielded 456 safe place calls. In Kansas City, there were 152.
Well, now, wait a minute. In fairness,
do we have that many more?
Yes. Quick Trip is not a like national company the way that you would think of it.
This says 11 states. There were 456 safe place calls for youth across 11 states. More than a quarter of those calls were right here. And so this is apparently, I didn't know this, the 35th anniversary of Safe Place. This says Quick Trip employees minus Sam are trained and ready to help young people who are feeling unsafe. Quick Trip has participated for more than 25 years. I cannot believe this is all just location, Scott. Do we have that many more here?
I'm trying to figure it out. They're based out of Tulsa. Damn, revenue last year was $9.1 billion.
Now, we do have a headquarters here. It's just up the road.
Yeah, it's right down the street over here. It's a regional headquarters. Right.
We are one of the bigger divisions here, as far as I know.
Yeah, but don't you think it would be let's say we are the biggest. I still feel like 152 out of 450 or whatever is still an enormous piece of that pie.
There are more Quick Trips in our city The only cities that have more quick trips than us, I never thought I would be saying these words, Dallas, Phoenix, and Atlanta.
Okay, so wouldn't you guess that Dallas, Phoenix, and Atlanta,
which are all bigger cities, or,
which are all bigger cities with more stores, would take more of that number? We not only have more, we smash the nearest city when it comes to the number of teams going into local Kansas City quick trips.
Are we considered a human trafficking hub?
We are, because of 35 and 70.
We're right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And
great point, Seth.
So I don't know whether to say this is a great story or a horrifying story. It's both. It's great that 152 people got help. Mm-hmm. It's really horrifying to me that 152 people needed the help.
This story, this Wikipedia says there are no, I know we got to get to the break, there are no quick trips in Scottsdale, which is a suburb of Phoenix, that they won't allow it. But then it goes on to say the company's also run into similar issues in Overland Park, Kansas, but it is more from a desire to make the city more pedestrian-friendly. That's garbage. There's one right down here on Metcalf.
No, they're referring, so they tried to put a QTN on Metcalf and 435 area, and they got shut down by the city many, many times. They changed their coding, yada, 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 tried to buy the property, and they basically said that it wasn't friendly for what they were trying to do with that area.
Like make money?
Well, yeah.
Sell gas?
And not to mention there is a little tiny gas station across the road.
All right. 576-7798. Care Marks or Sam. Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know, I've been mad about this Boeing thing for I cannot even tell you.
By the way, this is the first video ever played on MTV.
So mad about this Boeing thing. So, you know, the second plane went down and 157 people, I believe, died on board the second crash for what they believe is the same problem. Now, why you design a plane that automatically points down and sends everyone careening to their death, I have no idea. If you're a plane engineer, you're welcome to call in. But you would not believe the details that were in the story I saw last night about why the second crash should never have happened.
Well, there was a flight prior.
There was a flight
the day
prior
before.
The day before. Now, I had mentioned this a couple days ago. I said, did you know that same plane did the same thing the day before? And I said, why the hell didn't someone say something?
And I guess, I don't know what component it is in the plane.
It's called the death component. Well, the plunge to your death component.
Okay, the day before, the two pilots, the pilot and his co-pilot, were obviously flying the plane, and the plunge to your death component went off.
Yes.
And they just so happened to have an extra pilot in the cockpit who was hitching a ride.
That's right.
Who was not really part of the flight crew.
So follow me here. He's not even supposed to be there. Well, he is just hitching a ride.
He can be there,
but he's
not on the flight crew. Right.
So he's up there. The plane starts to do the little plunge death dive.
The death dive.
And neither of the two pilots knew how to stop it. But the third guy that just happened to be there
says, just turn it off.
Just here's how you do it. You got to disable it. So the pilot that wasn't even supposed to be there saved that plane 24 hours prior to the same plane killing everyone on board. And this is where everyone in the whole wide world needs to go to prison over this.
In the whole wide world?
They did not mark it down in the log that, hey, by the way, this plane almost killed all of us today, and we didn't know why or how, but this guy saved us.
Right.
They didn't even write it down.
We need to get to the news. We're already late. But on the first Boeing plane that did this, it went down, the Lion Air one, they said on the black box, the pilot hands over the controls to his co-pilot, and his last words were him reading from the manual.
Frantically reading the manual, trying to figure out how to reverse the death plunge.
Aren't they supposed to be trained on all these buttons?
They are in the United States.
Why,
they're not elsewhere.
But why was this ever installed in the first place is what makes me so mad.
I don't know why you would install a plummet to your death component
into a
plane.
It's to stop a stall. The nose goes down to stop the stall.
You know what else creates a stall? When you hit the ground!
But you're not supposed to hit the ground if you stall the plane.
So yesterday, there was so much going on, we didn't have time to get to it, but it was a front page story in the Wall Street Journal. And I remember getting home, I came back from the gym yesterday morning, and I grabbed my paper off the front lawn because she's always late delivering it, drives me insane. And I sit down at the kitchen table, and I'm like, okay, Trump here, economic. Oh, my God. The headline was a story about Jeff Bezos. Have you heard this story? You know that he was the subject of a National Enquirer scandal. The National Enquirer got pictures of his junk texts that he was sending to this KTLA or Los Angeles news anchor that he was banging on the side against the provisions of his marriage. Guess who sold that story for $200,000?
With the texts, private photos.
To the National Enquirer.
Who?
The mistress's brother.
Kara
He
Marxer.
Now is calling it his deal with the devil.
So follow me here. This woman, Lauren Sanchez, is now and is now with Jeff Bezos.
Well, they haven't been seen together in a while.
Would you? So they're together. Somehow, this is kind of the bigger weirdo question to me. Somehow her brother gets a hold of, I'm guessing, her cell phone or her cloud and takes screenshots of intimate conversations between the two of them. And one of them, as Scott mentioned, included a pictorial of
his
Amazon. The brother
apparently he's not a manscaper.
Took these from
Thank
the sister and then sold them to the National Enquirer for $200,000. Now, I don't know what's worse. Christmas is going to be super awkward at that family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's worse. The fact that he took $200,000 to, for whatever reason, sell them up the river, or the fact that he was nosing around his sister's private, intimate conversations.
Now, he says he did it to protect his sister and Jeff Bezos.
Oh, please.
That's so...
I'm going to sell intimate photos to the National Enquirer of my sister to protect my sister.
That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't even make sense. Now, had he stolen them and sat on them, which anyone who does that, let's be honest, it's for blackmail.
Sure.
You sit on them and you wait just in case Bezos, you know, tries to screw her over and then you have these photos... I'm not saying that's okay, but that line of thinking would at least make more sense than I'm going to sell them so the National Enquirer prints them, and I'm doing that to protect them? I mean, wow.
And he's not, like, he doesn't look like somebody who's in dire need of money.
That's a relationship beyond repair.
You think?
Like, you would never trust your brother with anything ever. Ever.
Now, I have a conspiracy theory here. Would your sister ever have access to your phone?
Yes.
She would?
Yes, if it was sitting on a coffee table or the couch at my mom's house when we were both there.
Okay. And not password protected?
And she would know how to get into your phone?
If she saw me open it, yeah.
Okay, I know how to get into two phones, mine and Kelly's. That's it.
Right, but I mean, if you're sitting next to your brother and you watched him do his code or whatever, you may or may not remember that, especially if you're looking for it.
But even if you were going to rip off someone's code, you would have to be sitting really close to them and staring really intently at the
not only that,
order of the numbers someone pressed in.
But how long do you leave your phone unattended at any given moment?
I don't worry about it because it goes to a fingerprint password almost immediately.
Right, so does mine. But do you leave your, like, if you... If let's say you and your sister were at your mom's house,
yeah.
Okay, and you had to go number two, would you take the phone with you?
Probably.
Or would you leave it on the coffee
table?
It
just depends.
Yeah, I wouldn't really think about it.
I wouldn't either. It would just be sitting there. Because if the kids are running around and I'm chasing after one of them, I don't care where my phone is, as long as Charlie doesn't have it.
So let me ask you this. He stole these from his sister.
which means he had to have at least a decent amount of time to get access into the phone.
Unless he somehow got into her cloud. He knew her email and he figured out, her password's probably going to be the name of her dog or something. I mean, that's the other way this could have happened.
That's possible.
Let me ask you this. What is that crime? You come into my phone, you take screenshots
invasion
of all of my stuff. And
invasion
then,
of privacy is not a crime.
Well, and then you sell it to and for profit to a third party. That is something.
Ill-gotten gains?
Oh, no. That's way more
than
that,
isn't it? It would have to be theft. I mean, you're stealing something that belongs to me. These texts are on my phone. I mean, not to dovetail into last hour's conversation, but in a way we are. If you are texting someone on your phone, those texts belong to you and the person you send them to, correct?
Correct.
I'm guessing Jeff Bezos did not give his permission to release these texts because it only cost him about $60 billion.
Invasion of privacy is against the law.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
It
and
is,
I
but
misspoke.
This has to be more than that. This has to be more than that. Think of the humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be more than that. I just don't know what it is.
Well, maybe not criminally, but civilly you could at least get that.
Oh, hell yes, civilly. Here's my next question.
I'd sue him for $60 billion.
Could you stay with someone whose close family member did something so egregious? And I think for most people, the relationship is over. Maybe it's not over because she wasn't complicit in this, but it would be over because you would be so angry.
Mm.
That your brother did this, I don't know that I could stay with somebody.
You send him a happy birthday card?
Probably not.
Unless it ticks.
Could I get some Amazon stock? Could you stay with somebody? Let's say Kelly had a brother who did something so awful to you, Scott. Like,
well, but she didn't do it. He did it.
You don't think this would wedge its way into almost everything? Well, I'm not saying you would even mean for it to.
It may speak to why this Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos have not been seen in public together since this whole thing went down.
You know, you're sitting there having dinner, and then she says something, and you go, hey, remember that time your brother sold pictures of my wiener to the National Enquirer? Do you remember that?
Remember, I do. And it cost me $60 billion in a divorce.
It.
Remember that? That was awesome.
Oh, my God. How mad would you be, Scott?
Oh,
it's one thing, like if some cyber.
I would set his house.
It's
on
one
fire.
Thing if some cyber criminal did something like this and like hacked into your account or whatever. For the brother of the woman that you claim to be in love with, good luck making this one work.
Let's just say, if I'm that brother, I am looking under the car before I start it every time.
Why do people even take pictures of like this of themselves?
That's a whole nother story,
Scott.
Because I'm proud.
Oh God.
You asked.
Okay.
And she asked.
Proud of your Photoshop skills?
I will say this, and you know I love you like the brother I never wanted.
You
I will say
have
this.
One.
You have way more faith in technology and that cloud than I do. I've always thought that. I assume that stuff's going to be stolen and, you know, put out there. I just assume that.
Well, you never include your face in them.
Oh, God. Okay.
Unless you're Anthony Weiner, of course.
Right?
Yeah, then you're an
idiot. And your toddler's laying next to you. Look at you.
Oh, I forgot about the toddler part.
That's so gross. Oh.
That's the worst one is when the kid, his child.
Laying there napping.
Laying there just taking a little snooze festy poo. And you're taking a picture of your junk.
I forgot about that picture in the
Oh, I did. That's serious.
And
most people's brain.
We're leaving out the worst part. You're sending it to a 15-year-old girl, you weirdo.
Is he out?
He is out of jail. He just got out about 2 weeks ago.
Let's not give that man a cell phone.
Not. Well, make
you
it
are
a,
going to the rotary phone, sir. phone.
And keep in mind the picture with his child in bed with him that he sent to a 15-year-old girl. Was after he had already been busted for this prior and had left Congress. Or check that. He was running for mayor.
Yeah.
Remember when this whole scandal broke? And the picture with his kid in bed with him, with his kid maker next to it, came after the initial scandal had already broken. We've lost Dana. She's already tuned into the kid again.
It's so weird. No, it's beyond the pale.
Very that sounds like an arcade.
He's only up by two?
They're only up by two. Okay. I'm anti-wiener sharing his wiener. There, that's my position.
Okay. You've never sexted
no!
with... I'm looking at her. You're looking at TV. I'm looking at her.
I can multitask.
You've never sexted with Paul?
No.
Has Paul ever sexted with you?
No.
Ever?
No.
Because, Kara, like me, you assume...
I do. I assume that somebody's going to see it.
Someone's
going to
see it. Somebody's going
to
see it.
I don't want anybody to. I'm not crazy like you.
Has Paul ever asked you to sex with him?
No.
No. Because you know what? Look at me right now.
Because he's just as crazy about
it
as I
am. Let's say I've got my phone is plugged in right now because it was low on battery. Yeah. And let's say it's plugged into this computer. My assumption is I'm so bad at computer stuff that now all of that stuff is living somewhere in this KMBZ computer. I don't trust any of it.
I think that kind of stuff between two people who are very much in love is okay. Now, if it's your teenage daughter or son who's just sending it around,
I'm not saying it's not
then
okay.
You're a moron.
I'm saying it is more reckless than I am willing to participate in.
I think if two people are very much in love with each other, I think it adds to the relationship and a little bit of excitement.
Yes. I also think it would not be exciting when the photos get into the wrong hands. And I think that their odds are too high for me for that to happen.
Depends on how they look.
For me to do it.
No, it doesn't.
What is the best way to protect yourself from these photos getting out?
Not including your face.
Or just not taking
just,
them.
Or,
I was
no,
going with Dana on that
them.
One.
I'm not doing it. Not going to do it.
Okay, Dana Carvey.
Not going
to
do it.
Okay. Not now, not ever.
Did you see George Bush got his hole-in-one today? His very first hole-in-one.
George W. Bush?
Yes.
Well, obviously.
Well, there's a joke there if it's George H.W. Bush.
Not going to do it. No, George W. Bush got his first
hole-in-one
today.
Sam got the joke.
164-yard par three.
Well, I'll be darned.
I know it.
Have you ever had a hole-in-one, Dana?
Yes, last year.
That's a lie. That is a stone cold lie.
Last year, my first hole in one.
I mean, she teed off from the edge of the green.
Hole number seven, par three, and I almost had one last week in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Missed it by that much.
Isn't it always amazing? She always misses it by that much.
Yep.
Very close.
You've never gotten a hole in one.
You know how close it was?
Swear
it was
on
like
a
Michigan State Bradley close. Just saying.
This is the three-week stretch in America where businesses will lose over $1 billion in productivity.
Come
no,
on.
They say it's true. Over $1 billion in productivity.
That's such a crock. If everyone took off work and just stopped going to work to watch the basketball games, then yes, they would lose that in productivity. But you can fill out a TPS report and keep your eye on the Michigan State Bradley game.
Which, by the way, is a real nail biter, I must confess.
1 point.
It's a 1 point game. It's real close. With only a couple of minutes left to go. Did you get the TPS report there, Kara Markster?
Yeah, of course. She's really
my stapler.
Really
you got your stapler?
Yep.
I wonder if there's anyone listening and text me at 22980.
No.
Have you been through?
No, no one's listening.
I didn't mean it that way. If you are listening and you have been threatened with your job at work for watching basketball, I'd love to know what industry you're in. Like, do you have that boss who said, this is business as usual this week, under no circumstances, I don't want to catch you looking up scores online or you will be fired?
Well, it looks like you've been missing quite a bit of work lately.
Well, I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
I got to make sure I don't play the... prison one.
Yeah,
one got me on trouble one
time. Let's not do that.
What's this one?
Hello, Peter. Oh. What's happening?
What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now.
The funniest part of that whole skit is the woman in the back going... Accounts payable? Just the baby. You can barely hear. Listen.
Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow.
Here? Here, at the beginning of the skit, you can listen.
Hello, Peter.
I did her.
What's happening? We have
Squeaky
sort of
voice.
A problem here. Yeah.
Just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.